You're in violation of provision 13336/2/B of the Penal Code regarding unlawful entry. Be advised that we have the right to bring suit against you, notwithstanding your... The bolt post fired into the acoustic tile ceiling put an end to the gabbing. Jadak popped open the carry case and raised a data card above his head. A new spot we want you to run, the Holesian in charge objected.
All advertisements are required to be submitted to the Ministry of Media for prior viewing to ascertain whether the content is fit for public consumption or should be rated according to the guidelines hitherto for established by the Board of Decency.
So sue us if it doesn't meet your standards, Jadak said.
We most certainly will.
Do you have a permit to carry those blasters? A technician asked. Post triggered another bolt.
I'm gonna stun the next one of you who speaks.
Jadak marched down a carpeted stairway that led to the booth's curving observation window. The mount and that part of the spiral ramp that ended at the front door seemed close enough to touch. The huge screen was displaying live video of the jury being seated in the courtroom. Jadak swung around to face the production technicians.
We're gonna wait until the star witness reaches the top of the ramp. When he does, and on my word, you're gonna run our spot on the holoscreen.
He slapped the data card into the hand of the chief Holesian, who regarded it with revulsion.
If you are attempting to impress the colicoid species, the chief said, I suggest you consider that being insectoids, they do not perspire in the same fashion as humanoids. Toxins and waste are excreted by means other than sweat glands. What glands they do possess are for generating defensive odors and pheromones.
We're hoping to market a special product, just for them, Jadak said.
Why not do that on their world?
Because most of the nest is probably accessing your live feed.
In that case, we reserve the right to claim a participatory share in all revenues generated by the sale of whatever your new product is.
Jadak nodded.
Sure. And if it fails, Desicare reserves the right to bill you for a portion of the research and development costs.
A dozen separate conversations broke out. Jadak turned back to the window. He studied the patrol patterns of the Holesian security speeders and appraised the turbolaser battery installed at the summit of the mount's tallest spire, a holdover from the Yuuzhan Vong War. Lowering his gaze to the ramp, he spied the colicoid nearing the top, under escort by a powerfully built Nautilin and a slim woman, most likely in the employ of the attorney representing Kala Arfak Automata. Jadak moved quickly to the closest display screen.
Give me a close-up on the star witness and its escorts, he told the technician at the controls.
The Holesian selected one of the live feeds and brought it on screen, while Jadak watched over the tech's shoulder. The Nautilin was one of the thugs who had jumped him on Narshada. The woman, the female at any rate, was Koi Choir of Core Health and Life.
Who's the attorney representing the colicoids?
Jadak asked when his thoughts had stopped whirling.
Lord Lestra Oxic, the technician said.
The name didn't ring a bell, but Jadak tucked it away.
Get ready,
he said loud enough to be heard over the ongoing arguments.
You do realize that your spot is going to interrupt our interview with Chief Justice Margot?
Run a breaking news announcement.
We could do that,
the Chief Olesian said to his assistant.
If nothing else, we will have protected ourselves from possible action by...
Do it,
Jadak said, brandishing his blaster. Peripherally, he saw the giant holoscreen go blank for a moment, then display a news bulletin icon. Below, the colicoid, the Nautilin, and Koi Choir were completing the final curve in the ramp and ascending straight for the front doors.
Run the spot! Now!
A 3D image of a snarling feline with two rows of razor-sharp teeth all but leapt from the mount, baffling some of the nearby spectators, surprising others, and frightening the rest. But only in the colicoid did the 20-meter-high visage inspire panic. Leaping straight up from the ramp, the star witness for the plaintiffs curled its body into an armored ball 2 meters in diameter and went rolling down the ramp at incredible speed. The chief Holesian hurried to the observation window.
What sort of advertisement is this? What is that creature?
It's called a Huechi,
Jadak said, without taking his eyes from the rolling alien.